Welcome to another episode of What You May Not Have Yet Realized Is the Most Important Thing to Have Ever Happened Since Hashtag Me Too Turned Bill Cause to Because We Were Probably Too Young to See Behind the Curtain. Our sound today comes from Mitch, a brilliant indication of where his mental state is right now. The Human Man Show comes to you courtesy of the brave men and women that refuse to be ordinary in a world where the word woke is starting to mean asleep. We start today on a greatest of all time crime note. That sentence is left there to catch you unawares when you realize that this story involves a crime involving men killing a goat by gangbanging it. Yes, the horror. A number of men took turns acquiring carnal knowledge of the small animal we use to describe Messi, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Chef 187, Bobby Ist, and now because of this joke, Critic. Subtle. It must suck to not be the animal that your country finds holy. According to Twitter, the company responsible for the greatest hip-hop initiative this country has ever seen went so belly up that they could only manage to pay their employees in data bundles. I can just imagine them in the boardroom saying, "See why I told you not to mess with the hip-hop?" Truly, the Human Man Show, as one of the beneficiaries of this particular initiative, would like to recommend the efforts of said company and would like to extend an olive branch in this moment that youth-oriented endeavors need to stick together. In short, call us. In a world that Tishon looks more and more like Judy, and don't start with me because you laughed at that meme as well. In that world, we'd like to send solidarity to our brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe and let them know that we hope they come out of this thing soon because it's getting boring not making jokes about how they used to buy bread with trucks of money. On to our feature this week, the curious case of the hashtag MeToo movement in Zambia. As proof that the Human Man Show is the most solution-oriented show in this country, we would like to have our grab at it. Long before the millennial Tupac, Lord, threatened men that their days as sex offenders were over, there existed a female rapper named Brisky. Yes, we're doing this. We recently realized maybe we didn't pay enough attention to Brisky at that time. And when that happened, we sold her to the wolves because nobody was going to hire the girl with the sexual rumors close by. Truth be told, she was a dope rapper. And it's truly sad to see that because she confided in us and told us that she was too depressed to make music because her fellow artist had tried to have unconsensual sex with her, nobody would give her a show. We killed Brisky and we cheer for Lord. And we're not saying that we think Brisky's music was the greatest ever. We're saying we don't think Lord's music was either. It's with this realization that we would like to add a new segment to the show. We're calling this segment, How to Catch a Zambian Sexual Predator. If you're someone out there that has ever been through a bad sexual experience with a Zambian celebrity, we are giving you the opportunity to make sure Coffee, Space Boots or Lomide doesn't ever disrespect us again. All you have to do, and we must say, if you have concrete proof, is send a short anonymous voice clip to 0975-942-837 and we shall do our best to tell your story without embarrassing you. We say if you have concrete proof because we know some of us out there may use this as a platform to get back at a celebrity for not signing your bamba, and we believe the relevant authorities should start handling that. But at least we can start this with the knowledge of who the first batch of offenders are, and I sincerely hope it's not in alphabetical order. Hashtag,
if you know, you know.
As always, the hashtag is The Human Man Show. Share this with as many people as possible so we can reach the right ears once and for all. Also, don't forget to let me know how you found this episode by adding your review of the show, and we might just play you next week. We end with our favorite voice note from last week because our hearts were amazed at just how many people get this show. Toodles, you keyboard monsters.
Hi, it's Martha Shim. So this morning I just received a link from a friend of mine, and he was like, "Hi, check this out. It's my friend's show, and he added you in it." So that got me wondering. I was like, "Should I click on the link?" He was like, "Yeah." So I clicked on the link and I checked, and boom, it was something big, something wonderful. And I mean, like the Human Man Shows podcast. It's nice, man. I'm still wondering right now because I didn't know anything about it till today when somebody told me to click on the link and check it out, and I was very impressed. I mean, like it's something which is not even long, like it's short, 8 minutes, and it's so huge. It carries out a bunch of information. I mean, like the person who came up with this idea, thumbs up, because this is what we call thinking outside the box and being creative, because this is real creativity, and it is natural. I mean, like it's nothing compared to all the shows that are being done on radio, on TV and all that. It's nothing compared to that. I mean, like it's entertaining, and when people hear entertainment, all they think of is music. But check this out, the Human Man Shows podcast, it carries out everything, like it keeps people informed. Music is there, everything is there. So it's really something big. It is really, really big. 8 minutes, and somebody in 8 minutes is able to give out the whole lot of information. It's really entertaining. The episode I listened to, like I had some jokes and all that. It's really, really funny, and I'm pretty sure it comes every Sunday, so I will be on the lookout. And I saw something like CO 8 episodes, so I will be able to listen to them. And it's a good thing that a lot of people saying to it that they're using social media in a good way is really, really good, and it's helping, because it's not even on YouTube or what. Even somebody who is not on Facebook is able to get access to this. So it's really, really good. I'm really impressed that we have something like this in Zambia.